Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We have another exciting topic today, and I think this topic going to hit home on a lot of people today with so much going on in the world. It may not relate to you, but it may relate to somebody in your family or a neighbor. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we're able to come on Blog Talk today to talk about this situation that's going on, dear Heavenly Father, that maybe we can help some way. We'll help somebody, pull somebody out of suicide, dear Heavenly Father, pull somebody out of depression today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Today, we're going to talk about how can I help those who are lonely. In the lonely hours of the night, you wrestle with God and with your feelings. But you feel desperately alone, rejected. Perhaps a best friend deserted you. The one you hope to marry wants another. Or the one you did marry wants another. Your child has turned against you. Parents do not seem to care. Ironically, you can feel equally lonely on a crowded street or train terminal, in a busy airport, or in the middle of crowds everywhere. Today, our topic is concerning loneliness. How can I help those who are lonely? And our tag words we'll be using today is dejection, rejection, deserted, disappear, and the value. Every time you pick up the newspaper or turn on the news, you hear someone that have committed suicide, someone telling you that they were depressed, someone telling you that they're lonely. With the pandemic that's been going on, a lot of people feel isolated because they're not able to be with their family. They're not able to be with their friends. They're not able to be in a quote-unquote church setting with the body of believer. So that comes into the play of loneliness. Young people are taking their lives because they want to be with their friends. They're tired of being lonely and lonesome. They want more than they can see with the naked eye. When you think about that, I'm lonely. What can I do? Well, let's go to the scriptures and Psalms. Everything going to be based on scriptures today. So I hope you have your Bibles with you. That way you can go along with what we're reading. That way you don't think we're saying something that's odd or something you haven't heard. Our first chapter is going to be Psalms 23, a familiar passage in the Word of God. We're going to turn over to Psalms 23 and read what thus saith the Lord. Not what thus saith Satan, but what thus saith the Lord. Psalm 23 and 4 say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, here even, when you walk through the dark valleys of death, you are close beside me, meaning Jesus is close beside you. That don't mean for you taking your own life. That means when God is walking with you, he get ready for you. You know, a lot of people are pushing buttons, pushing things, taking nooses, doing all these things because they feel there is no way out. But pick up your Bible and start reading. God will show you the way out. You don't have to. He the one give life. And that will take. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to hang yourself. You don't have to give up. Just because you are lonely today. You can read the word. You can read a book. It's so many things you can do. that will help you from being lonely. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Go out. Treat yourself to a movie. If you skate, don't give up skating. If you play tennis, don't give up playing tennis unless the weather just really bad in your area of the country and you just can't get out and play tennis or whatever sports you like. You don't have to sit at home and be lonely. You don't have to be depressed. Find you a job if you're not working. You know, I went over to Psalms 139 and verse 17, and the word of God say, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Hear God giving you an outlet. When you think about how precious are your thoughts about me, O God, that means when you put your thoughts on God and not all this negativity that's going around to you, you will see how you won't be depressed. Turn off that TV sometime. Turn off that radio. When everything seems to be caving in on you, put on something, some nice gospel music, a relaxing music, champagne music as they call it, you know, things that you can relate to. Let's turn over to Isaiah 54. We're going to be coming strictly from scriptures today, where you can see what God is saying to you as an individual. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to get mad because your parents told you you can't have thus and so, and you decide that you're going to take your own life. Do you know how many people laying in hospitals right now in comas? And in their sub like mine, they wish they can be with reality or touch someone. And you want to take your own life? Mm-mm. Psalm 54 and 10 says, but the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on thee. You know, when you think about for the mountains, they may depart and the hills are disappear. But even then, I will remain loyal to you. God letting you know he's going to remain loyal to you. Can you remain loyal to him? Recognize that you are not unlovable or deficient. You are lonely. Think about it. You have values because God made you love you and promised never to leave you. My, you don't have to be lonely. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. God is right there helping you through every situation. Just because you lost a job, get up and look for you another one. Because you have to move, start getting up, packing, looking where you're going to move to. Ask God. If someone walked out of your life, it might be for the better. Don't pine over because they decide to go a different way. That might not be the person God wanted you to have. Because you move from another church don't mean God is not still with you. You are the church. I'm just giving you an example how you don't have to feel lonely. How you can call on the name of Jesus. Because the job didn't work out, God let it run this course. He has something better for you down the road. Because your finances is not lining up with where you think, that's no reason to be lonely or pining away, throwing up your hand. No. Get up and say, God, what's my next assignment? Where would you have me to be? We're talking about lonely and loneliness today. We're going to go over to Exodus. I'm bringing you to chapters that will help jangle your mind on what you need to do. Let's go to Exodus, the fifth chapter, and we're going to start with verses 20 to 23, over in the fifth chapter, Exodus, for those that have your Bible, 20 to 23. And the word of God says, and they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto him, the Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servant, to put a sword in his hand to slay us. Here the officer begging for relief. You know, Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou sent me? And verse 23 said, for since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he has done evil to this people, neither has thou delivered thy people at all. When you read that, you know, here the farmer said to them, may the Lord judge you for getting us into this terrible situation. So Moses went back to the Lord and protested, why did you send me? A lot of you all saying, God, why did you send me? He have a reason for sending you. You can understand it. When he sent you to a person to give them some encouragement, they was at their wit's end. They was thinking everything but what they should have been doing. And so we think about that. Hold on a moment. Praise the Lord. We got disconnected. Hallelujah. But we are back on. You know, when we see the enemy don't want us talking about loneliness, and he want to keep you bound up. That's okay if you've been home or been in for the pandemic. It's enough things you can do in your home to keep you from having an idle mind, for getting lonely. I'm going to just give you some suggestions. Clean out that closet that needs to be cleaned out. Clean out those cabinets in the kitchen and in the bathroom. Redo your things in your drawer. I'm telling you different things that you don't have to be lonely because someone walked out of your life. God sent them out of your life for a reason. They wasn't going to make you happy. All they was going to do is cause you misery. So today we're talking about loneliness. Let's go over to 1 Kings. I'm going to turn over to that right quick. 1 Kings, 19th chapter, and the 4th verse. Let's read what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry for being get disconnected just a while ago, but we are able to get right back on. Well, over in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, and the 4th verse, we're still talking about loneliness. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requests for himself that he might die and say, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. Now, he felt because he was lonely. He sat down on a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. But then, don't give up on God, no matter what it looked like. When you are lonely, it will cause you to feel sorry for yourself, because discouragement and failure prior to temptation. Don't let it get you down. So many people are just jumping out there because they feel they are lonely, they're depressed. You feel they got everything going for them. Why are they taking their life? Why are they depressed? Why are they letting the enemy use them? Think about it. Pick up that word of God, that Bible. And when you start reading the word of God, he will direct you exactly what to read, when to read it, how to read it, and give you interpretation of it. And when you read that thing, you're going to say, my, look how God opened up my eyes and my ear to the word of God. You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to give up, throw in the towel. No, this is not the time to give up. Now let's go over to 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, still of that chapter, and the 10th verse. And let's read what it say. The 10th verse say, and he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant.
throw down thine altar and slay thy prophet with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Now here, why do you want somebody to take your life away? Why do you want to give up? You just because you at home, because you in from the pandemic, because you're not working, or because your finances is funny, and you don't know which way they're going, that's no problem. No reason to get lonely. God is saying here in 1 Kings, he sat down, and he was saying, I am alone and left. Now they are trying to kill me too. Don't give up. God has many plans for your life. He don't want you to be lonely. All you do is go to talking to him, put some praise music on, and you will see how things will change in your life. No, you may not have the best of everything you want. No, you may not have that job you wanted. No, you may not have the finances in the bank. But haven't God been taking care of you all this far? He have never left you. He tell you, come, my child. Come be with me. You don't have to feel abandoned or that you lost. No, he don't want us doing that. We're talking about loneliness today, being loneliness. If so many people figure they're alone, that they're taking their life, they don't have to do that. Let's go to Matthew's 11th chapter. I'm going to turn it over in my Bible. It's in your Bible if you haven't tore your pages out. Over in Matthew's 11, verses 2 and 3. It says, now when John had heard in the prison the work of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another one? Here, John the Baptist, who was now in prison, sent his disciple to ask Jesus, are you really the Messiah? We have been waiting for, or should we keep looking for someone else? You, all you do is pick up the word of God. God will start speaking to you. Excuse me. You will move that sign of being lonely or lonesome. You will start finding yourself praising God, calling somebody else to encourage them, telling them how you feel, so you don't have to be lonely. When you start feeling that depressed, get up. Take your ride. Go get your ice cream cone. Go down and get your favorite slice of pie. Just different things. You don't have to feel lonely. You can get in around a group of people. They laughing and talking, and you can go ahead and sit there and laugh. No, they may not have been talking to you at the time, but God will put you in a place such where you'll get out of that depressed mood. You don't have to feel lonely. You don't have to throw in the towel. We're talking about loneliness today. We're going to go over to 1 Peter. Let's turn to that. We're just going to walk the scriptures today. 1 Peter 4 and 19. And let's see what the word of God is saying in that verse. 4 and 19 say, therefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Here God was letting you know, suffer according to the will of God. Just because you're suffering don't mean you got to give up, throw in the towel. We all go through things. So if you are suffering according to God's will, keep on doing what is right and trust yourself to the God who made you. But he will never fail you. You know, sometimes we are found alone in our stand for Christ. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Just because you walking in the newness of life, don't you know Christ will bring all the happiness that you need? We can take comfort in knowing that there are others who are equally committed and that God reward our bold commitment. You know, you're committed to Christ. You don't have to feel lonely. Don't worry about if so-and-so walked out on you. God has something else better for you. Don't worry about if you heard something negative. Turn it around for the positive to be lonely today. We're going to go over to Romans, the 12th chapter. Let's see what Romans is saying about loneliness today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to turn over to Brother Romans, the 12th chapter and the 5th verse. For those that have their Bible. Hallelujah. Let me turn on over to mine a little bit faster. Okay, and the 5th verse say in Romans 12 and 5. So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone member one of another. You know, since we are all one body of Christ, we belong to each other, and each of us need all the other. That means we need each other to survive. You don't have to be alone. You can call a friend, call a coworker, call a pastor, evangelist, prophet, missionary. You can hook up with someone on the phone that's talking positive, that would move you out of that loneliness state. If anybody would like to say anything on this topic today, hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. And we're going to go on over to, to finish on Romans 12 and 5. Put yourself in a traffic. God invoke in a local church. Put yourself in traffic. That means get out. Get around other people. Hear a different conversation. Talk a different talk. Go get yourself a soda pop. Get your ice cream cone. And while you're there, you're going to hear so many different people with conversation. Keep the good and throw away the bad. You don't have to be lonely. Over in Isaiah 41, let's turn over to Isaiah 41 and see what they're saying today. Okay, let me turn my Bible over to 41. 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He is letting you know you don't have to be lonely. You don't have to feel like you rejected, you depressed. No. He said, fear not. That's what the Lord is saying. Don't be afraid, for I am with you, even through your loneliness, you feel you so lonely. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Here he's going to strengthen you in your own innermost being, your head, your body. He's going to strengthen you. I will help you. He's letting you know, I'm right here. I'm God. I'm here to help you. Whatever you're going through, I'm here. Just tell me your problem. I already know, but just tell me so you can get it off of your chest. I will help you, he said in his word. I will uphold you in his word with my victory and victorious right hand. He's going to pull you up out of the dungeons, the mock and the miry clay. He's going to set your feet on solid ground. Are you going to bid him thank, for being so lonely that you can't think straight, you can't eat, throw it in the towel? No, God don't want you to do that. He said, don't be afraid, for I am with you. He's telling you, don't be dismayed, for I am your God. He's going to strengthen you. He also said, I will help you. I will upload you with my victorious right hand. Now look at what all God going to do for you. Do you need to be sitting there having a pity party with yourself? Nobody loved me. Nobody cares. Nobody called me. Well, call Jesus up. They might be waiting on a phone call from you, so dial the number. Check on them. See how they're doing. And you'll be surprised. Let's go over to Isaiah 41 and 10. And I read that one, so let's go on to John, the 14th chapter. Let's see what John is saying in the 14th chapter. Let's turn over there and see what 14th chapter is telling us about loneliness. Hallelujah. John, the 14th chapter and the very first verse. Let's read what it's saying. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Here is letting you know, you don't have to be lonely. Let your heart not be in trouble. Let it not be in trouble. Don't be troubled. You trust God now. You trust him in this loneliness that you have. It can cause us to be afraid, but God calm our fear. Here you can call and talk to God. You don't have to go to depression. You don't have to feel you alone. You need to cook. Get up and cook. You need to do some chores around the house. Get up and do the chores. You don't have to be lonely. You need to wash dishes. Go ahead and wash the dishes up. And before you know it, you're going to be bubbling. You're turning the radio dial looking for some gospel music. The Lord have come and ministered to you. Let not your heart be troubled. He don't want you to be troubled over anything. No matter what it look like, what it seem like, he don't want you being troubled. He wants you to be lifted up high. Lifted up high, high, high. And that's what we're talking about today, loneliness. How so many people are lonely. So many people are taking their life. They don't know how to take good criticism. And just a drop of the hat. Now, they're letting the enemy come in and weaken their immune system, their thought patterns. We're talking about being lonely today and loneliness. Don't worry about who walked off and left you. Don't worry about who could have been here and helped you. It was the reason Lord let them call you and say they wouldn't be on the line anymore. Because they're lonely. They don't know what to do. But when they come to this line, we can replenish them with the word of God. We can give them joy. We can give them anointing from this line, from everyone that will be speaking. Someone has something to say about loneliness today. Hit one on your keypad and I will surely bring you in. If not, I will play some music.
Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That way you can hear the chains of loneliness falling. God will break every chain in your life. Don't be troubled. Just trust God. Loneliness can cause us to be afraid, but God calms our fear. You know, you feel like everyone has deserted you. No, they haven't. The Lord Moses objected, "My own people won't listen to me anymore." You know, you find that in Exodus 6 and 12. Over in Psalm 27 and 10, you can read this at your earliest convenience. "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." You don't have to be lonely. If you don't have a father and mother, God is right there. When you get through talking to God, and he come into your life, you don't have chance to be lonely. You'll get up running, doing this, doing that. You say, you know, I was to do this and I was to do that. I'm to go here and I'm to go there. When you find yourself, you done come out of that slump, out of that depressed mood. You done come out of being lonely. You around people that's happy, that's giving you accolades, giving you a pat on the back, somebody that's laughing with you, and say, "Girl, God, what's wrong with you there? Come on here, let's go down here and look at, go to the Fisherman's Wharf, and that's in California, I know, but let's go down here and eat some seafood." You come up out of that depressed. Before you know, you say, "Girl, I'm so God, nobody but God let you call me today, because I was sitting there feeling so lonely by myself, thinking I didn't have a care and a friend in the world." You know, there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend stick closer than a brother. Oh, my. You know, the Bible say, "Be strong and courage. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God will go ahead of you. He will neither fear you or forsake you." We're talking about lonely and loneliness today. The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. He will brush out the enemy before you. That enemy of loneliness, he'll move it. Just trust in God today. All you that's listening in, whether you're on the show now or whether you're in radio land or you will hear this on computer later on, you don't have to be lonely. He healed the brokenhearted for you, binded up the wounded for you, each one of you today. You don't have to be lonely. Over in Hebrews 13:5 says, God has said, I will never fail you, I will never forsake you, I will never leave you. So that's assurance right there. People, we depend on someone's deserting us, abandoning us, or turning away from us. There may be only a few people we can truly count on. At times, there may not be anybody, but one we can always count on is God. He will never abandon you. He will never abandon you, you all. So for those who feel they are lonely today, you are doing a good work for God. When you can take care of the traveling, teaching, who are passing through. Somebody going to come through the day and brighten up your day. Don't lay up there wallowing in self-pity, in fear, feeling you alone. No, you never alone. Long as you have King Jesus, you are never alone. Today, I'm saying, coming from James 1:27, let me read that last scripture for us today over in James 1:27. James 1:27 says, let me make sure I got my right, yeah. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Here he visits you today in your affliction. Your affliction today happened to be in loneliness. He done pulled you out of that loneliness today. After I gave you all those scriptures today, you can tell everybody we must care for orphans and widows in their trouble. Invite them into your home and befriend them. Today, invite somebody. If it's not in your home, let's go out walking today. Cool our minds. See a new scenery. Let's go out and eat today. And when you think about that, God have opened that door for you. And you say, oh, I feel so much better. You go to seeing people, having a good time, sitting at tables, say, oh, let me try this, let me try that. That thought pattern is gone. You're not even remembering all that stuff you was remembering at home. So today, I hope you got something out of the scriptures I read to you. You can go back and read them at your leisure on loneliness. You don't have to be lonely. Today, I have brought you scriptures that will help you through your loneliness. Don't worry about because somebody left you. Somebody walked away. God got something better for you. Those lonely days are gone. They have disappeared. Don't worry about who deserted you last year or last week. Go in there, dress yourself up. Fix yourself up. Fix your hair. Fix your face. Put you on a dress or a slack set you ain't had on in a long time. Stretch your stuff. Put a smile on your face. And get up and go out there and face the world and let the world know I am not no longer lonely. I am happy King Jesus. I have King Jesus in my life. And you'll be surprised on how things will turn around in your life. So for all of those that came to the line today on Blog Talk, talking about lonely and loneliness, you don't have to be lonely anytime soon. Get up. Dust yourself off. Put that smile on your face. Look in the mirror and say, I'm going to say Sadie. Sadie, you are fearlessly and wonderfully made. You are God's perfect child. Why are you sitting there in the dumps with all the things that you can be doing? You can go to the zoo. You can go to the flowers of God. You can take in so many scenery. You don't have to be there and be lonely. So for until next week, you all be blessed. I am glad each one of you all came to the line today. Even if you didn't say a word, you was able to grasp and take over the scriptures that was brought to you today. So be tuning in for next week for another exciting topic. And for all the ladies that came on, I'm inviting you to come to Women Unified in Christ on Saturday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., and we're going to be talking about maturity. So please come on, and you can use the same number that you used today. It's not worrying about showing your face, how good you might be looking or your hair not fixed. We ain't worried about that. Women, we coming together. Women unified in Christ. Coming together to help other women through whatever. Just like today we talked about loneliness. Don't think it's not other women out there lonely today. They feel they don't have anything to offer the world or to their families or to themselves. So next week, we're on Saturday. We'll be looking for you for Women Unified in Christ. And on Saturday, we for sure be looking for you. And on Wednesday of next week, please come back. Invite somebody else to the line. It may be a topic that they really needed. So don't be selfish. Don't keep it all bottled to yourself. Spread it out. Spread that joy and that hope out to someone else today. And until next week, you know, I always tell you for 16 years, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So until next Wednesday, and I will be on the broadcast hopefully next Wednesday, I've taken back my Wednesday, good, not running up and down the road. Wednesday is joy and peace. So do come next Wednesday. Have a great and a wonderful week. Bye-bye.